Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is Friday night, and it is time for the fastest 2 hours in radio. Join us each Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time and connect with us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always go back. We are jam-packed with amazing guests, and you can go back and listen to the entirety of this broadcast at podcastarena.com. And before we get underway, all of you listeners out there, hey, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. Well, I tell you what, it has been a historic week in the NBA. No shortage of storylines. And my point guard to kick off tonight's program is CNN World Sports Feature reporter and writer, the great Motez Bashara, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Motez.
Hi, Big E. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It has been an incredible week, and what a storybook ending on how to end a career, the exclamation point with Kobe Bryant as he scores 60 in that comeback victory. What were your takeaways?
It was a phenomenal ending in terms of like it being a Hollywood walk-away ending in Los Angeles. All the celebs were there, David Beckham, Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, Jack, everybody. You know, just cheering him on at the end, and it was a very fitting way for him to go out. It was also fitting because he managed to take 50 shots in the game, which was mind-boggling. Nobody in over 30 years had taken 50 shots in a single game, much less somebody who was sort of, you know, ready for retirement and on literally the last legs of his career. So, you know, for me, it kind of harked back to the Kobe days, certainly in between when Shaq left and when they got Pau Gasol, when L.A. was a terrible team back then, and he would just jack up loads of shots. I think that's around the time when he scored 81 points. And, you know, the team was suffering, but his stats looked good. And I remember back then, George Karl at the time, you know, the famous coach, was a he was an announcer, or he was an analyst in Booth, and he said something that stuck in my mind. He said, he's a stat guy on a terrible team. And although that's not his legacy, of course, he did resort to that every once in a while, and that's what it came down to last night again.
Well, it was a Hollywood ending, as you're talking about his stat line, 22 of 50, 6 of 21 from 3, and he only had 4 assists.
that's a lot for him sometimes. I think it's good to see him go out now. It's been 20 years. He's obviously not nearly the player he used to be. And the Lakers, by the way, need to move on. You know, Kobe made $30 million this year. He made close to that the last couple of years. And he never once volunteered to cut his salary so that the Lakers could rebuild around him, as, you know, other stars in other sports have done. Very famously, Tom Brady has done it. But it was never a peep from him to do that. And I suppose he just thought, why should I? You know, I'm the one bringing the people to the Staples Center, and, you know, they owe me the money, which is fair enough. But, you know, they didn't win much the last few years either.
I was going to say, just listening to you describe, you know, talking about Kobe Bryant and his goodbye, it doesn't sound like you have mixed emotions. That it sounds like it's a good thing for the Lakers. It's time for them to move forward after 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they would ever say that publicly, but I'm certain the brass inside just thought, okay, you know, we need to move on. I mean, he barely played this year. He played significantly, but the last couple of years before that, the last 3 years, he was in and out. He ate up, you know, a big chunk, about half of their salary cap. So how on earth could they possibly rebuild? He's also famously not the easiest guy to get along with on the court. If you're a new player, he has a tendency to sometimes alienate younger players, as we've seen this year. So I think if they want D'Angelo Russell and the other guys to kind of start to move on, they needed to sort of give him a fancy goodbye, which is what happened.
So how do you think he'll make this transition? I mean, obviously basketball has been his entire focus in life. I mean, I also have to wonder, I mean, will there be any temptation when all this dies down to perhaps make a comeback?
Oh, no. God, I hope not. I really don't think so. I mean, this was a perfect ending for him. It was like the sunset exit. I think most people don't want to see him come back. Unless he wants to do something like go play in Italy, you know, he can live on a nice house in the Riviera, and he can play in that league, and then he can take as many shots as he wants, and everybody would be happy. But in terms of coming back to the NBA, I mean, I can't possibly see. His body's just giving up on him. So, no, I thought you were going to say, could he coach? And I thought, well, I doubt he'd be fit for that, too.
You know, he's 37 years of age, and it makes me think about Dirk Nowitzki and what he has sacrificed with the Dallas Mavericks organization and how he was one of these superstar players that was willing to make a cut in his pay.
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing about Dirk is he's still the number one guy on the team. It's like he hasn't turned into a Tim Duncan where they've just built around him and they have other superstars to take over. And his role gets kind of shifted down into kind of more of a supporting cast member. And with Dirk, you know, I guess they just have not been able to get other superstars around him. So he's still the guy, you know, he's still the guy who takes most of the shots and who they need to show up every night. And at 37 with all the mileage on him, you know, they just can't rely on him as much anymore.
And how incredible the fact that they have made the playoffs. How do you see that playing out between the Mavericks and the Thunder?
It'll be a fun series to watch. I love watching Oklahoma. I think they're one of the, you know, more entertaining teams in the league to watch. But I think, you know, if I'm guessing, I'll say Thunder in five.
Well, one thing we can count on, it will definitely be physical because that has turned into a bit of a rivalry. The great Motez Bashara is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, CNN World Sports feature writer. So let's transition now. We opened up talking about Kobe. What about the Golden State Warriors, the most wins in NBA history? What is it that defines this team, this historic season that the Golden State Warriors have had?
Well, number one, chemistry, absolutely, and number two, a lot of unselfishness, which sounds remarkable considering they have two guys who take so many of their shots. But if you watch them play, they have this miraculous chemistry where they just zip the ball around to each other and continuously find the open man. And also, something I've never seen before is guys who are very often pretty much open under the basket, giving up shots repeatedly to either Curry or Thompson outside of the three-point line to take, which are seemingly much more difficult shots, but not difficult for those guys. So a well-balanced, well-coached, well-orchestrated team, absolutely, certainly one of the greatest teams, obviously in regular season history, they're the greatest team. I mean, statistically, that's uncharted. But also, they will go down as one of the greatest in history. Everybody remembers the Chicago Bears from the NFL as being one of the greatest NFL teams of all time. Well, that Bears team only ever won one Super Bowl, but they were so incredibly dominant that one season that it's etched in everyone's memory who was around to watch it back then. And I think, funny enough, I think the Golden State Warriors will be in that conversation for a very, very long time. Of course, if they don't win the championship somehow, and it seems like they're a shoo-in, but if somehow they flounder, they'll go down more like the New England Patriots of 2008 who flopped in the Super Bowl, or like the 2001 Seattle Mariners who had a record 116 games in Major League Baseball who flopped in the playoffs, or even someone like, I hate to say it, but Serena Williams last year who was one game away from winning a Grand Slam, which hadn't been done in decades, and lost in the finals of the U.S. Open. So I see them as being a historic team, a beautiful team to watch, but one who, you know, could maybe flounder in the finals. Who knows?
They have been breathtaking to watch, and they really have revolutionized the way basketball is played. Just watching Steph Curry, it is truly incredible. Hey, we're flat out of time. The great Motez Bashara has been with us. Check him out, CNN World Sports feature reporter and writer, and we appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much, Motez.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead. We're going to be visiting with Bob Ryan from ESPN.